Shalom to all. Today's episode of Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Vav, and we're talking about the fifth line with a quote from the Mishnah Mishnei Peturin and the Vilna source of Daf. It's on Hamad Aleph, about a quarter of the way in. And today's Daf is sponsored by Leila Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah said Shnei Peturin, both the Baal Bais and the Ani are going to be Putter when one did that Kir and the other did that Nacha. And the Gemara explains why that is. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says B'shem Chizkiya, and Rabbanan say B'shem Rabbi Yechanan. This is Mishum Shnayim Shasim Malacha Achas. Two people did one Malacha together, and we learned about this previously. That if a Malacha is supposed to be done by one person, but it's carried out by two, so they're Putter. And over here, that Kira was done by one and the Anacha was done by the other, and that's why they're Pater. And we continue discussing this case. The Mishnah, Rav Shaul Rebbe, Rav asked Rebbe the following. Let's say a person placed a load, a chavila, a bundle of sorts, on a person's back. Vishachach, and he forgot, and he brought it out. Two fellows are standing in Rosh Hashanah. One guy puts a pack on the other one's back, and now Mac, who has the pack on his back, walks outside into the Rosh Hashanah. The question is, will he be chayiv? Now, this is different than the Mishnah's case. Even though it seems similar, the Ani's hand was in the Rosh Hashanah, Baal Bais placed something onto it, and then the Ani pulled his hand back outside. It's not exactly the same thing, because we know that a yad, a person's hand, is nigrar, follows after their body, and akiras yadai is not kakiras gufai. Just because the Ani uprooted his hand and pulled it out to the Rosh Hashanah, it's not like he uprooted his body. His body wasn't in the Rosh Hashanah, it was in the Rosh Hashanah the entire time, and therefore he's potter. But here it's different. Here, his body's in the Rosh Hashanah, and now he's picking himself up and going outside. Is that considered like he's also lifting the object? The object was already on his back. Or maybe since the object was ready on his back, maybe it's not like he's doing an akira of the object. And the answer to this is Machzor Tinyana Amarle. In the second cycle, the second time around, they learn Mizachas Shabbos, Rebbe told him, Chayiv, he's Chayiv. She'enu Demel Oysa, it's not comparable to that one, meaning it's not comparable to the case of our Mishnah. Now, what do we see from here? Savar Rebbe. Rebbe holds, Kivin Sha'akaras Raglov, once a person moves his feet, he uproots his feet. Kimoy Sha'akaras Achefetz, it's as if he uprooted the Chefetz itself. Now, we have another question. I'll dive into Rebbe, according to Rebbe. Hoya Amir Rosh Hashanah, Magad standing Rosh Hashanah, Vizarak, and he threw an object, Vikidim, and he preceded it, Vikalta the Rosh Hashanah, and he caught it in the Rosh Hashanah. Mahu, what's the din? Is that considered an Akira and a Hanacha? Now the Gemara asks, what type of question is this? V'loi Rebbe who? Aren't we talking about Rebbe himself? We're asking in Shitas Rebbe. And Rebbe Avad Avri Mechitzas Kema Mashon. Rebbe treats the airspace of the Mechitzas of Rosh Hashanah like the Rosh Hashanah itself. And that means that according to Rebbe, this guy's going to be Chayiv even before he catches the object. The moment it gets into the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, it's as if it rested there. So of course he's Chayiv. What's the question? The Gemara says, you're right. Loi Tzurcha Dila. It's only a question in regards to the following. Mahu. Let's say he was standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he threw an object towards Rosh Hashanah Rabim and then he caught it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. What's it din over there? Do we say that's Akira and Hanacha or no? And the Gemara answers, Ashach Tani, we found taught in the Braisa, Rebbe Piter, Rebbe Pater's a person, Ad Shasha Tanuach, until it's placed down. And it's not considered like placing the object down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim when he catches it, and therefore Rebbe Pater. Now, Amr Rabba Oven, Rav Oven says, Rebbe Uben Azev, Rebbe Kiva, Shloshan Amr Dar Echad, all three of these Tanaim, Rebbe Uben Azev and Rebbe Kiva, say the same exact thing. Rebbe Avad Avri Mechitzas Kama Mashon. In regards to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Rebbe treats the airspace in between the mechitzas of Rosh Hashanah Yachid as the actual Rosh Hashanah Yachid itself, and this is not only relevant to the case we mentioned previously, it also has to do with the brisa that we're going to see eventually, where if a person throws something from one Rosh Hashanah Rabim to another, but there's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in the middle, Rebbe's going to be mechayev the guy, because the moment it reaches the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's already like there was anacha there. Ben Azai, what about him? Avad Avir Karmelis Kema Masha, he treats the Avir of a Karmelis like the Karmelis itself. And therefore, when a person throws an object from one Rosh Hashanah to another, but it passes through a Karmelis, it's as if it rested there, and then it's not like he was mavir me roshos to roshos, because there was a pause in the karmelis. And Rabbi Kiva avad avir roshos harabim kama masha. Rabbi Kiva treats the airspace of roshos harabim like roshos harabim itself, and this is the exact opposite case of Rebbe. If a person standing in roshos hayachid and throws something to another roshos hayachid, but it passes through roshos harabim, Rabbi Kiva's mechayev him because it's as if it rested in roshos harabim. Now the Gemara quotes a brisa, arba roshos l'shabbos. There are four different roshos in regards to Shabbos, meaning there's four different categories of roshos, and they all have different dinim. Roshos Yachid, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Vikarmelis, and Mavayis She'enim Mefulashin. This last one we have not mentioned yet. A Mavu is technically translated as an alleyway. Over here it could also be referring to a street. And Enon Mefulashin means it's not a thoroughfare. It's not open on both ends. It's closed off on one of the ends. Now we clarify these. Vezir Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What's an example of Rosh Hashanah Yachid? So either if we have a Chard Shu Amek Asara, Varachav Arba, a ditch that's 10 Tfachim deep and 4 Tfachim wide, or Vigether Shu Gavaya Asara, Varachav Arba, a fence or a wall that's 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, Zir Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura, that's a 100% Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Vezu Rosh Hashanah Rabim Gemura. What's Rosh Hashanah Rabim? And here's a number of examples. Istratia, a thoroughfare or a street that goes from one city to another. We know from Masechet Shabbos in Bavli that it has to be 16 amos wide and there has to be a certain amount of people traveling on it. Uplatia, this is a very large area. This is like the town square, if you will, where there's tons of people always in and out and always constantly using it. Umidbar, in the desert. This is only referring to the Midbar when Bnei Yisrael were in it. Nowadays, Midbar is not Rosh Hashanah Rabim because there's barely people in it. And Mavayis HaMefulashin, a street or an alleyway which is open on both ends, so people are constantly going back and forth, that would also be Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And now some dinim in regards to these, before we continue explaining other Rishuyas, Ein Matzin Rosh Hashanah Yachid Rosh Hashanah Rabim, one's not allowed to be Maitzi from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, V'lai Machnisin Rosh Hashanah Rabim Rosh Hashanah Yachid, no bringing in from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'im Haitzi Yachnes, if a person did do so, Shaygeg if he did so inadvertently, Chayv Chatos is Chayv Chatos. Maze if he did so on purpose, Chayv Kares is Chayv Kares, if he did so bemazed, but he got warned beforehand and there were Edim, V'niskal, he's going to get Skila. And there's also Echra Maitzi V'Echra Machnes, whether he was Maitzi into Rosh Hashanah Rabim or Machnes into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Echra Maitzi V'Echra Zarek, and this is whether he passes an object or throws it, all this is the same, he's going to be Chayev. On to Vavon Beis on top, now discussing a Carmelis, Yam, the sea, Ubika, and a large area with fields, V'Istava, these are like the benches in front of a store, V'Iskupa, and the threshold of a doorway, V'Carmelis, the Gemara is going to explain later on what Carmelis we're referring to, because all these things are Carmelis, so I mention the word Carmelis again. All of these, Ein Eloi Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they're not Rosh Hashanah Rabim or Rosh Hashanah Yachid, they're not Rosh Hashanah Rabim because they're not so easy to go about in, and they're not Rosh Hashanah Yachid either because they don't have mechitzas. And therefore, V'Ein Noisin V'Noisin Bahen, one's not allowed to carry about or do stuff in them because, again, they don't have mechitzas, they're not like Rosh Hashanah Yachid. However, V'Im Noisin V'Noisin Bahen, Pater, if he did carry about and do stuff in them, he's Pater because it's not Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Now, Rabbi Yosef tells us, Afanan Tanin and Kulain, we actually learn all these in Mishnayas. Yam, what about the sea? The Tanin Taman, we have a mission over there later on in the Masechta. Hazark Bayam Arba Amma is Pater. If a person throws Dalad Amas in the sea, he's Pater, which means it's usher to do so l'chadchila, but he's Pater because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. And loisayf davar arba amas b'yam, it's not ultimately that it's only dalad amas within the sea, elafilu zarek b'chol hayam, Pater. Even if he throws from a Rosh Hashanah Rabim into the sea, he also would be Pater. Shekol hayam nikra karmelis, because the whole yam, the whole sea, is called a karmelis. Bika, what about an open area with fields? Ditanin, because we have a Mishnah that tells us, habika, this open area with fields, b'maisa chama, during the summer, Rosh Hashanah Yachid l'Shabbos, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid in regards to Shabbos, or Rosh Hashanah Rabim mutoma, but in regards to tuma, it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which means that if a Suffolk Tumah happened there, we're Makel, because we know Suffolk Tumah Rosh Hashanah Rabim, we go Lakula, we might say Geshamim, but during the winter, Rosh Hashanah Yachid Lakan Lakan is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid in all aspects. Now, Im Aymer At Rosh Hashanah Yachid Lakan Lakan, if you're going to explain that when we say Rosh Hashanah Yachid Lakan Lakan, it means that it's a 100% Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then Loite to Una Kavas Kli Behema. It shouldn't have to be surrounded with Kalim of the Behema. Vitaninin, we have a mission that says, Hikifu Kli Behema Metatlam Besaicha. Only if they surrounded it with the Kalim of the Behema are they allowed to carry inside. This is referring to a caravan, a Shayara, which is traveling. They find themselves in a bika, in a big open area with fields, Erev Shabbos, and they're setting up camp over there. The Mishnah tells us that the only way they'd be allowed to carry here is if they take all their kalim of the behemoths and surround themselves as if it's a fence. Now, if this bika was a 100% Rosh Hashanah Yachid, then they wouldn't need to do this. It must be that the bika is not a real Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's a karmelis, and the only reason why we're saying it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is just because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but it's still considered a karmelis. Moving on, Istava, this bench area in front of stores, the Tanin, we have a Mishnah that says, V'chin Gesharna Mefulashin, also bridges that are mefulish, meaning we have a bridge over a roadway, and this road passes completely underneath the bridge. That's what mefulashin means. Metatlan tachtein b'Shabbos de Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda says one is allowed to carry underneath this bridge on Shabbos. That's because the bridge has mechitzos, and he holds pi tikra yard v'saisim, which is basically a concept that takes the wall of the bridge and extends it all the way downwards. So underneath the bridge is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so one's allowed to carry there, according to Rebbe Yehuda. But v'cham aisrin, the cham aser, because they hold that that area is considered a karmelis. And the way we're understanding this has to do with an istava is because just like this bench area in front of a store is not so easy to carry about and it's not so easy to walk around because there's benches there, that's the same thing as underneath this bridge, and that's why it's considered a karmelis. We continue, iskupa, the threshold of a door, the tanin, we have a mishnah, we brought this up previously, hamaisi eichlin, if a person's carrying out food and son al iskupa, and he put them on the iskupa, bein shechazav yitzin, bein shechazav acher, whether he went and picked them up again and brought them out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, or somebody else picked them up from the threshold and brought them out to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, pater is pater, because he didn't do malacha all at once. He didn't carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabim. He put it down on the threshold. And what do we see from here? Ha, im asam lachto basachas, chayiv. That if he would have done it in one shot, then he would have been chayiv. And so it's obvious that the iskupa, the threshold, is considered a karmelis. And we just have a machlokes. Ben Azai says, afilam asam lachto basachas, even if he did malacha all at once, pater would be pater. And this is according to the shita that Ben Azai holds, that walking, mahalech, is kemeniach. So it's as if he stopped on the threshold. And again, we already discussed this previously. Now moving on to the last thing that we mentioned, karmelis. We had said all the way at the end of Yam, Bikav, Istava, so on and so forth, that there's something called a karmelis. Tan Rebchi explains what is the meaning of the word karmelis. It's like the word karmel, as in the pasuk, lechem v'kali v'charmel lo soichlu, or that the carbon omer has to be karmel. And this word karmel is actually a conjugation of two words, rach and malay, says the Gemara. The word rach is the first two letters switched around, and mem lamed is like the word malay. Literally, this means soft and full. What does this tell us? Einoi loy lach v'lo yavesh. This grain that we're referring to is not moist, but it's not dry. Elabenini, it's in in between. Namely, the grain for the carbon omer has to be just right, not too moist, not too dry. And v'hachaso to over here, ain't olei rishus ram, olei rishus yachid, el a carmelis. A carmelis is not a rishus ram, it's not a rishus yachid, it's a carmelis. It's right in between. And we continue explaining ezui carmelis. What's the carmelis referred to in this brisa up above? Because again, we were just talking about all different types of carmelis, so why mention the word carmelis? So Rabbi Yossi says, v'shem Rabbi Yechanon, kegoin chanusid bar yustini. It's like the store of bar yustini. His storefront was like the istava area, where even though there was a lot of people coming and going, still the outside area wasn't noyach latashmesh. It wasn't so easy to go in and out and carry all around like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is, and therefore it's just considered a carmelis. Other examples of a carmelis, chatzar shel Rabbim, a chatzar that many people use. Back in the day, their homes used to open up into a chatzar, and that's what we're calling chatzar shel Rabbim. We have many homes opening into one chatzar, and also umuvayis shein mufalashin, a mavoi, an alleyway, which is closed off. This is also part of the way their setup of their homes were. There was a long alleyway, and off of that alleyway were a bunch of chatzeros. So if we have a long alleyway, which is not open on two ends, it's open on one end, and there's three walls to it, one side doesn't have a wall because that's the way that you get in. So this mavui that's not mafulish, and this chatzer that serves many people, im ervu mutarin. If they all made an eruv together, so then it's mutter to carry here, v'mulay ervu asurin. But if they didn't make an eruv, they're not allowed to carry here. This is only midrabanan, because midairaisa, this is really considered rishus yachid due to the fact that it has walls, it has mechitzas. It's just the chum were afraid that since there's so many people using this and carrying here, that they're going to end up carrying rishus rabim. So that's why they were mutakin that an eruv has to be made, and only then one would be allowed to carry there, and therefore it's considered a carmelis. Rabbi Zeir says b'shem Rav Yehuda, and Rabbi Zeir says b'shem Rav Chinina, who says b'shem Rav Chanina, simtayis shebeinu amudin nidanin kekarmelis. The little pathways, the little walkways in between the pillars, that's like a carmelis. This is referring to the big open area, which was often used as a market. They had pillars over there. People would hang their wares on. It's kind of like a pop-up shop, if you will. And so the little pathways in between these pillars are considered a carmelis, even though they're really part of the big open area, and the open area is considered shesurabim, since these little pathways in between the pillars are difficult to walk in and out of and do business in. That's why they're considered a carmelis. Now, Shmuel bar Chiya bar Yehuda says, "B'shem Rav Chanina, pirchei amudim nidan kekarmelis." It's only the prachim, the flower-like protrusions that are coming out of these pillars, those are considered like a carmelis. But the pathways in between are not; they're actually part of the Rosh Hasharabim. And we just clarify this last din. L'chein tzricha begavayin shloisha. It's only necessary to say this when these protrusions are three tefachim high. If they're not three tefachim high, then they're just considered batal to the Rosh Hasharabim. On to some more examples of a carmelis. Chiya Brei Derav tells us, Zayin Amar Alpha on top. Kol ma'akev drasa b'shus harabim nidan kekarmelis. Anything that prevents people in the shus harabim from walking easily, that's considered a carmelis. And Rabban de Kesar Nomrin, the Rabban of Kesar, say afilu kites and afilu schuches. Even thorns or even glass in the shus harabim would be considered a carmelis as well, because people have to walk around them. And now just a clarification of this: l'chein tzricha, it's only necessary for the following: b'she'enu gavayin shloisha, if they're not three tefachim high. Because if they were three tefachim high, of course they're considered a carmelis. The chiddush is that even though they're less than three tefachim, we say that they're not batal to shus harabim because it's difficult to walk with them there. You have to walk around them or over them, and therefore they'd be considered a carmelis even lower than three tefachim. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the concept of carmelis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.